Title: More Good News from the Board. NLRB scraps the clear and unmistakable waiver standard for the contract coverage test when deciding unilateral change cases. Content: A flurry of critical cases have issued out of the NLRB over the past 2 weeks. The latest is the Board's decision in MV Transportation, 368 NLRB No. 66, 2019, and the Board's decision provides critical cover to employers seeking to make changes to working conditions without first bargaining with an incumbent union. By way of background, the NLRA requires employers and unions to bargain in good faith with respect to wages, hours, and working conditions, mandatory bargaining subjects. The end product of that bargaining process is the party's collective bargaining agreement, CBA, which serves as the physical embodiment of the party's bargained for deal and contains the language on which the parties have agreed. It is that language that determines each party's rights, duties, and obligations under the CBA and, now, under the Act. While it is well established that an employer does not violate the Act if the collective bargaining agreement does, in fact, grant the employer the right to take certain actions unilaterally, i.e., without further bargaining with the union, unanticipated issues and controversies often arise over whether an employer's conduct is permitted under the CBA or not. Indeed, despite the most careful drafting, there will be times when a CBA's language, though perhaps arguably applicable to the given situation, will not be directly on point and/or require interpretation to determine the party's rights and obligations under the CBA. The question presented in MV Transportation concerns the standard the board should apply to determine whether a collective bargaining agreement grants the employer that right. The board in MV Transportation announced that it would no longer apply the clear and unmistakable waiver standard when evaluating the lawfulness of an employer's unilateral change in working conditions and that it would decide such cases in the future by means of the contract coverage test. The board's members have been split on this issue for quite some time. Indeed, the last time the full board addressed this issue was in 2007 when the board issued Pravana Hospitals D/B/A Pravana Street Joseph Medical Center, 350 NLRB 808, when a divided board reaffirmed the agency's use of the clear and unmistakable waiver standard over the dissent of then-Chairman Batista. The board's new decision in MV Transportation overrules Pravana and adopts the contract coverage standard. The board's shift in standards has significant implications for unions and employers alike. Previously, when applying the clear and unmistakable waiver standard to a controversy, the board would ask and answer the question, does the CBA contain a provision that specifically addresses and governs this controversy? If the answer to that interrogatory was no, then the board typically concluded that the contract did not govern the controversy and the union had not clearly and unmistakably waived its statutory right to bargain over the employer's conduct, rendering that conduct an unfair labor practice because it was a unilateral change in working conditions implemented without prior bargaining with the union. However, applying the newly announced MV Transportation contract coverage test to the controversy, an entirely different result obtains. Now, the board embarks on a completely different inquiry, asking the following question, viewing the alleged change in the context of the terms of the party's CBA, is that purported change within the compass or scope of the contract's provisions that grant the employer the authority to act unilaterally? If the answer to that question is yes, then the employer's so-called change may give rise to a contract dispute requiring an interpretation of the language of the CBA by an arbitrator. But it will not be considered a unilateral change requiring pre-implementation bargaining because the parties have already bargained over the issue and because the dispute is covered and, thus, governed by the party's existing CBA. The current board opted this change for a whole host of reasons. It concluded the clear and unmistakable waiver standard did not effectuate the underlying policies of the NLRA because it won. Resulted in the board having to sit in needless judgment of the party's contract terms by selectively applying